Hi there, welcome to the Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton, and welcome to Eclipse Day. It is April 8th, 2024. I hope that in your town, wherever you are, that you can actually see it. It is cloudy as hell in South Texas. It's also very foggy right now. I don't know. I've been out a bunch of times and you can't see nothing. So, kind of sucks. Everybody in South Texas is going through the same thing. So, hopefully, as the day progresses, it'll get a little clearer. But right now, it's so overcast, you can't see anything. So, bleh. So, anyhow, I hope that you get a chance to see something that's only going to happen certainly once in our lifetime. So, it's kind of cool and all the things that are going on with that today. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I want to continue on because I think it's really important on education and self-education. And I'm not talking about going to school, you know. I'm talking about becoming a better you and being self-taught. And the reason being is you have so many out there saying that, you know, you don't have, people don't have access to education and all that kind of thing. Well, maybe not to traditional education, but you certainly have access to self-education. And I think that's a major thing. You know, if you really want to learn something, you want something bad enough, you're going to find a way. You know, being held down by stereotypes and people that their agenda is to keep you down, don't listen to them, because I don't see anybody stopping anybody going through the door at the library. You know, the library is such a beautiful place because you see so many. You see young people and you see seniors. You see everybody there, and they're all there, you know, enjoying books and reading magazines and newspapers that they don't get from non-local newspapers and local newspapers. But, you know, it's something that if you want an education, well, the library is a hell of a place to start, because it's full of pretty much the same books that you would be asked to read or study from in a all the way up to an Ivy League school. So don't just think that you can't do all that. You damn sure don't need a teacher. And in this day and age, if you listen to them, not teaching you anything anyway, which is sad. You know, I'd like to actually meet a teacher that's not putting out ideology versus teaching my kid how to read, write, and do arithmetic, which is going to carry you far in a life. Because if you, let's say you go out and make a whole lot of money, if you don't know how to balance a checkbook and you don't know math to balance a checkbook, you're probably not going to have that money very long. So you can. I don't give a shit what anybody says in this world. You know, we don't have access to education. Bullshit. Yes, you do. You just got to know where to go get it. And I'm going to share all that stuff with you. And I have been sharing that stuff, even wrote a book about it. So, I just, you know, it's because it's something that I had to do. I didn't have access to, you know, everybody's talking about all this privilege. Fuck, I didn't get to go to college. You know, I have some, but not much. And it's all community college stuff. So, you know, can you educate yourself to have your own business, to educate yourself just to live life better? Absolutely. So let's get into a few things. I wrote another article today. You know, so I'll read a little bit from it and we'll talk a little bit about it. But, you know, in a world where success often seems predetermined by one's background, resources, and the opinions of others, it is easy to feel discouraged and believe that our dreams are out of reach. However, the truth is that anyone, regardless of their circumstances, has the power to educate themselves and pave their own path to success. And that's what I'm talking about. You can, okay, so we've talked about the library. We've talked about the Small Business Administration offering free courses at most community colleges on how to write a business plan and just, you know, all of these things, you know, are important in the learning process. And here's why. The more you train your mind to learn things and broaden your horizons, the more easy it becomes. Even if it's doing something that you may feel at this point, well, I'm never going to use that. A lot of things I thought in high school that I was never going to use, I use all the time now. All the time. You know, it's just like English. I never thought I would be writing books, but today I am. And I write a lot of books, and I write a lot. I write articles. I do, you know, we do quite a bit. I do quite a bit. And so I did end up using, you know, it's like, how am I going to use all this sentence structure and all that shit? I ain't going to be doing all that, you know? So hindsight being 2020, you almost wish that you had paid a little closer attention. And so I had to go out and, you know, read some books on writing and structure and all these type of things. And I was able to learn enough so that I could begin to do a new passion, something that I was excited about and something that I continue to be excited about even still. So you can do this, okay? And I'm telling you, the bullshit that gets spread around that saying, I don't have access to good education. You have access to education. You do. And you just may have to do it on your own. Well, how am I going to learn on my own? Well, that's what books are for. That's why you start out in a 101 book, you know, English 101, and it teaches you very basic information. You know, you read it, you study it, you go through it. You can even ask librarians. Most libraries who have a decent librarian or librarian assistants all have some sort of background in library work, okay? Or in books or in, you know, education or knowledge. And usually you can ask these folks for information and you can go and say, hey, look, you know, where can I find more about this and this? I'm having trouble understanding this book. I need something a little bit less technical, if you will. And they will guide you to a really good book. It's like I told this story the other day that I was in the library researching pirates of all things, okay, on the Guadalupe River. And I ended up learning pretty much everything there was to know about steamships in the Guadalupe River, and we're going to do a history article. We're researching it now, or I'm researching it now as well, and we're going to write an article for our news magazine about the history of steamships in Texas, and it really is kind of cool, you know. And that's how but I asked at the local library. I said, here's what I'm doing, and she's in the girl helped me do some research to find the book, and it ended up, she said, this is all we have on the Guadalupe River and boats. And I said, okay. And so I went and read it, and it was all about steamships and their rise to some fame, and then, you know, they'd go away, come back, go away. So it was pretty cool. And it would have been really cool to see that, when you think about it, to see that back in the day. That would have been something to see, is a big riverboat coming down full of goods and services and people, you know. That would have been pretty neat. So anyhow, that's a success story. You know, you have to get out of your head societal norms, especially if you come from a poor background. Okay, if you come from a poor background, there's a lot of predetermined notions that get put in your head, you know, and you got to realize that the only person that's holding you back in this world is you. You may scream and yell and say, F you know, you don't know what, I don't walk in your shoes, but I don't come from a rich background and I have pulled myself through and self-taught myself to try to become a better person, a better writer, a better author, a better filmmaker, and a better photographer. Because I'm constantly reading up and studying things, watching videos on photographers that I enjoy and listening to their tips and tricks and applying those as I can and want to, and it's pretty cool, all the things that I have taught myself to do. And it kind of got to a point in some years back where I became a voracious learner so that I could get myself out of the poverty situation that I found myself in. And then it became something where, you know, I struggled with, you know, people taking advantage of my knowledge. And that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to do shit on my own. I ain't going to do stuff for other people because they want to take advantage of your knowledge. But they're not really willing to pay you for it. Well, hey, man, won't you, you know, fix us up something like that? You know, especially if it's a video piece or something like that, and I did it, and someone that I worked with saw it or and said, oh my god, and then all of a sudden your boss is coming to you going, not offering you shit, but saying, hey man, won't you do something like that? That's when you know it's time to go. It's time to make an exit plan. It's time to, if he wants it, there's going to be a shitload more people that want it too. So, anywho, break free from limiting beliefs. And this takes struggle, and this takes some real doing, okay? You know, you're not what people say you are. You are not defined by your past, and you are not defined by your current situation. Yes, it may be hard, difficult. You may have times where you want to give up. Truly successful people will tell you that they're willing to take one more step than you are. That's why they're successful. Because they're willing to stay in the game one more yard than you are. So think about that for a minute. It's not. I'm not promising you that this is going to be a no money down real estate deal that you saw me do at 12 o'clock at night because you couldn't sleep. No. This is going to take some work, and it's difficult, but it's worth it. You're going to have to kick society in the balls and say, no, I can do this. And there's a lot of ways that you can. First off, you have to make a determination that you are going to do it. You need to sit down and write out exactly what it is that you want in your life. If there were no obstacles in front of you, none. Don't forget, there's, you know, the only thing in front of you was absolute success. You were guaranteed to win. There is no failure. You're guaranteed to win. What would you do? What in your life would you do if you were absolutely guaranteed to win? Write all of that out. Don't worry about the how. Forget about the how at this point. You need to develop a why. Because without a why, you got nothing. Why do you want a certain outcome in your life? I want to be a millionaire. Okay, are you acting like one? Are you dressing like one? in the sense that, you know, you're not sorry about that, you guys. I forgot to silence my phone. So, any old way. Sorry about that. I had to catch it and tell him I'd call him back because it was an important call. So, anyway, make sure that your why is something that if you were guaranteed success, you wouldn't not do whatever it takes in order to get there. You know, there's so many, if you go back and start reading some history, business history, you'll find, especially people who came from nothing. How many tech giants started out in a garage? Apple started out in a garage. You know, Microsoft started out in a garage. Both Microsoft and Apple were told back in the day, Xerox Laboratories in Palo Alto, California was the, if you made it to them, you were the shit. I mean, as far as a tech person. And to have all these people tell you that, you know, all these executives say that, you know, even told Microsoft, that's stupid, that's bullshit, it's never going to work. Texas Instruments told the guys that made Gateway Computer that nobody would ever use a laptop computer or a computer at all. And Gateway, hence there came Gateway Computers, and they became massive. I even own a Gateway Computer today. You know, there's so many success stories of people that came from nothing. Most of those guys, a lot of those tech guys, you know, they educated and learned themselves. There's a lot of hackers out there that taught themselves. I'm not saying you need to go out and hack computers. It's not a good thing. But my point is they taught themselves how to do those things. You know, are you good at video games? Well, what did you do? You taught yourself how to do it. Are you badass at video games? Do you just kick all your friends' ass at video games? Why? Because you educated yourself to do it. To play the game. You know? So as much as you love to play video games, that needs to be your passion, is the level of passion. You need to find that in whatever it is that you want to do. It needs to be that fun, because then it's not about work. Self-education is taking control of your learning and seeking knowledge and skills outside traditional educational institutions. It is a lifelong journey that allows individuals to pursue their passions, fill gaps in their knowledge, and adapt to ever-changing demands of the modern world. Solid entrepreneurs learn how to improvise, adapt, and overcome. You know, the people learn how, you know, you kind of have to learn new things. Here's the thing, like I do photography, I'm a professional photographer. And if I don't sit down and learn the new technology in my camera, because I do have a new camera, I do have a mirrorless camera now, and it's not that it's hard to learn how to do, but there's a ton of shit on there you got to learn how to use, because you want to take full advantage of the cool shit that your camera has and can do to get the very best possible outcome when you're shooting photos. So it's an education process. I have to watch training videos. I have to play with the camera. I have to do, you know, I have to get frustrated because I can't make something work until I finally can. And it is a lifelong journey. Learning is a lifelong journey. And, you know, everybody, I'll be so glad when I get out of school and I can just live life. Okay. Well, are you going to adapt to an ever-changing world? Do you not learn new things? You know? Hell, just going to the damn Walmart or the grocery store. You had to learn how to check out your own groceries. And 99% of the time, you had to teach yourself because there wasn't anybody there to help you. So you kind of had to learn it all on your own. Don't even get me started on that shit. You know, that was their answer. Here, you want to talk about an injustice in the world. They went to self-checkouts because that was their these big corporations, that was their answer to not have to pay a fair wage. Because when you look at the amount of workers that are on government assistance that have full-time jobs working for major box big box retailers, yeah, don't even get me started on that. You know, by embracing self-education, you can break free from the limitations imposed by your background, financial resources, of opinions of others. You know, you may have friends that go, come on, man, don't, you know, it is what it is. They ain't gonna let you there because you're this race, or you're a woman, you're a dude, you're gay, you're whatever the hell. Stop listening to all that shit. Stop. Because if you believe that, let me just give you a little hint here. Tim Cook, who is the CEO of Apple, which is one of the, I think they were the first company to break $1 trillion in income, is openly gay. There, and you could line up a bajillion others. I could line up a bajillion black people. I could line up a bajillion Asians, Latinos, Mexicans, Spaniards, all that don't listen to rhetoric, because that's all it is bullshit rhetoric designed to keep you down if you buy into it. And what I'm suggesting to you, don't buy into it. If you can't get into Harvard, well, fuck them. Educate yourself, because the same books that are in the library at Harvard University are at the local library in your town. The same books with the same information. So, don't think you need some fancy-ass name or some fancy-ass degree. That, you know, here's the thing. I had a friend once. I had a friend. Guy was a Rhodes Scholar. Okay, that's a big deal in universities. It means he studied around the world. He's incredibly intelligent and had a couple different degrees and was a very astute businessman. He was also from Greece. And he was very much a Greek man. He enjoyed to eat. He enjoyed to drink wine. He enjoyed a lot of things and enjoyed life. And was incredibly successful. Incredibly successful. So he was, and I'm not going to, well, I guess I could, because they really don't exist anymore. So he was going to go and get a job at a big tech company in Texas. And this is a bunch of years ago. And this is back when you had to wear a white shirt and a tie to work. If you had an executive job, you had polished shoes, a suit. You didn't come. Business casual was not a thing at all, or even talked about, or certainly not something that was going to be done in some of the bigger corporations that you dressed. And there's even a book out there called Dressed for Success. That's how important it was. You know, now you see kids going to work in shorts and a t-shirt. Pass. You know, there is something to be said. And if you learn about it, you might have a second thought and go, well, you know, when you look good, you know, your hair looks good, your clothes look nice. I'm not saying you got to wear a suit every day or in a tie, but you want to look nice. You want to be presentable. And so anyhow, Dimitri went on to apply for, he wanted to work for this company so bad, even though on his own, he didn't need, his great-grandchildren didn't need to work, but he thought so much of this company was so unbelievable in what he had done. And so he went through the process and he gets down to where he's going to interview with a really, 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 really big wig. Okay. And this is a guy who probably could have made huge differences for them. Not only did he have contacts around the world, but he was very successful and had an impressive educational background and had been to some of the best schools in the world, had degrees from, so he gets to this third interview and the guy looks at Dimitri and he's, you know, this is it, back in the day he was wearing an Oxford suit. I mean, that was a really expensive suit, alligator shoes. I mean, you know, he came loaded for bear. And the guy that interviewed him goes, I really can probably save us all a lot of time. He looked at Dimitri and he goes, if you can't control your weight, how can I expect you to control a multi-million dollar corporation? I think we're done here. And the guy dismissed him out of the room for being overweight. But when you think about the question, if you can't control your weight, how can I expect you to control this or that? And you have to ask yourself something that's harsh. Harsh AF. Even Dimitri was smart enough to go, well, he's probably right, you know, he makes a point to a point. But if you can't control your emotions, how are you going to control people? If you can't control your mouth and what comes out of it, how can you be expected to lead? I would challenge you to, you believe that, you know, certain, you take, there's like coaches, for example. There's a lot of coaches that, you know, like Bobby Knight, who used to throw chairs across the basketball court. And no doubt he was a famous coach. But I would have you and challenge you to go look and read about John Wooden, who coached at UCLA, who did not allow profanity on the court. He would sit your ass down. And he coached some of the biggest players in the NBA ever. And he won more national championships than any coach. He made his players act like young men, dress professional, and absolutely did not under any circumstance tolerate profanity or outbursts or showboating on the court. Go read about him. He was an amazing man. An amazing man. And there are many, 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 many NBA stars who would tell you that they are who they are because of him. So there's always going to be things. See, and think about, you go back to, you know, if you can't control your weight, how can you be expected to control people? And this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about you're going to have bumps and bruises. Things are going to, you know, Demetri didn't go curl up in a ball and say, oh my God. He didn't run out and go join some fat farm to lose all the weight so he could, you know, maybe someday get a job. He remained true to himself, and he, you know, ended up being one of the largest stockholders in the company that he went to try to join. And your story can have, you know, from that, your story can have some pretty interesting twists and turns, you know. I remember when this executive, you know, told me I was too fat to have a job, you know. And he was constantly, I never saw the man without a book, ever. And he loved Business Week magazine. I know he carried that because he traveled a lot, and there were times when I traveled with him. And he always, always, always read cover to cover Business Week magazine, and he always had some book he was reading. Always. Always learning. So, for those of you that say, I can't wait to get out of flipping school, man, I hate this shit. Well, it may, you know, and sadly, it may be the environment that you're in, and you need to get out and start educating yourself, because learning is actually pretty damn cool. It actually, when you start learning and you start learning these things, you go, fuck, I wish I knew that before. How cool. How flipping cool is that? I'm working on a documentary right now that the star of the documentary, whose research and story we're telling, she has taken me down these Alice in Wonderland rabbit holes that I've become a voracious researcher like her into ancient civilizations. But there's aspects of those ancient civilizations that are really, really cool. And you're sitting there going, God, I wished I had learned that years ago. Because you're catching up, and you wished you knew it long ago. You know, one of the most significant advantages of self-education is its accessibility. In today's digital age, a wealth of information is available at your fingertips. From online courses to educational videos to books and podcasts, countless resources can help you acquire new skills and knowledge. How many podcasts are out there that are free that talk about, you know, becoming a better you, having a successful relationship, starting your own business, becoming an entrepreneur, overcoming depression? I wrote a book called, called Turn Your Mess Into Your Message. You know, let's say look at guys like Snoop Dogg. Came from a gang background, and look at him today. Very successful entrepreneur. A lot of folks came from the wrong side of the tracks, the wrong neighborhood, the wrong background. So they were said to have. that went on to say, you know what, I'm not the shackled to this. This is not going to define who I am. Because I would challenge people to look at the man's bank account and look at his talent. You know? What an incredible voice. What a distinctive voice. So anyway, you can turn your mess into your message. You know, the cool thing is there is so much information out there. Most of the times when I'm looking at things to operate my cameras, or maybe to help me with composition or lighting or camera settings and all that, you know what? I'm not having to pay for none of it. Because there's guys out there that make a living off their YouTube channel that post this type of content that help me become a better photographer, a better editor. I watch things, you know, by a YouTuber called Sarah Dici, and she's an amazing editor. And there's others. I watch Peter McKinnon. I watch the style of a lot of these YouTubers and watch their style and how they do it. And like, you can even go in and buy ways to set your photo editing to be something similar to what Peter McKinnon puts out. So there's all kinds of things, that's not free. But then if you go into some of these areas, these chats, or some of the things like with Adobe and stuff, there's all the time, you know, fonts and different things that I can download into my creative software that I get from them. And it's free. It's just one more tool that comes into play when I'm using the software. And I have to learn how to use it. I have to watch videos, and I have to be organized, and I have to be diligent in looking at these things. You know, like right now, for example, I'm using Adobe Audition, which is it's kind of a function out of Adobe Premiere videos or video and film software that you edit with, but it's a standalone, and it has I can go back and I could make my voice do all kinds of crazy shit. I could put music, drop music into it as background and stuff like that. I just kind of keep mine raw, you know. But I had to learn how to use this, and it's not hard. That's the cool thing. It's not hard now. Learning to use all the effects and all the things and make it, you know, really sound good, that takes practice. And that's where what I call study. You know, if you really want to learn how to do these things, it's just like using Adobe Premiere. I have to practice. I have to just take B-roll or just something and go practice and play and make things do things that the software is capable of doing. For example, just a simple fade in and fade out. Adding text to a deal, color grading something that, as it came into the video recorder, it's not at the color level that I want it to be, or it's got some bright shine in it that I need to tone it way down, you know, or the audio kind of sucks, so I need to filter and fix the audio. And that's what Adobe Audition does. It allows me to fix audio, make it sound a little bit better. And like for me, like right now, everything is set for podcast. So although you hear, and that's sad, because you'll probably hear the fans in the background or the AC in the background. You may hear the dude run by with the lawnmower. It's because I have a really good microphone and it picks up everything. If I wanted to go in and filter a bunch of that shit out, I could. And at my settings, I try to get it where it's, you know, because I don't really have, I have a studio in my house, but it's not just completely soundproof. So, but that's the cool thing is, you know, nothing has to be perfect. In fact, it's I think it's better when it's not. You know, there are times when I'm filming or when I'm doing some sort of audio that I will go to a soundstage or studio where I can make it because it's appropriate for what I'm doing. But if I'm just talking to you guys and we're having a conversation, it doesn't need to sound canned. But I do use a good microphone, and I do use, it wasn't always that way. If you go way back years into my podcasts, I did them on my phone. Because there was an app that was part of my podcast. There was an app that I could record because I didn't have all the equipment that I have today. So, but I had to learn how to use all this stuff. So, take that for what it's worth. You know, you can even attend, you know, a lot of universities, big universities, I know MIT does it. You can go watch. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with, like, string theory and all kinds of uber advanced math. I just am very drawn to it, and I don't understand normally what they're talking about, but it fascinates me. And so if you were someone who was good at algebra and geometry and trigonometry and all those things, and those type of things came well to you, then I would highly recommend go on YouTube and go to MIT and look at some of their stuff, because you can actually watch an entire course, you know, or watch an entire class on advanced mathematics it's pretty damn cool. You could watch it from your freaking telephone, you know. And if you don't have any of those things, if you go to the library, you know, you can watch it on get some headphones, plug it into the computer at the library and listen to it. You know, my library, I got a thing in the deal, and they were reminding people that they have laptops and tablets that you can check out at the library to use while you're there, as well as computers. Imagine that story. You started out your business and your journey in a public library using a public library computer, and you're a multi-billionaire entrepreneur. What a story. What an absolute story. So don't let society tell you you can't do it. Yes, you can. Nobody's holding you back. Nobody. Not a soul. And here's the thing. And what just racks my shit completely is, like, they'll tell you you don't have access to funding and stuff. If you're a minority-owned business, there are so many more programs for minority-owned businesses than there are for just straight Caucasian businesses, I guess, if you want to say that. But if you're a minority-owned business, and this includes women, doesn't matter your nationality, race, whatever, includes all ethnic backgrounds, there are access to grant money and to favorable loans and things out there. But you got to learn how to go get them. So, you know, I highly recommend learning everything you can about the Small Business Administration. It is tied up in a little bit of red tape, but if you can learn to overcome the red tape, even the business zones and things like that in your local in your state. You know, there are certain places, if you live in certain places, that you get favorable grant money and things like that if you're starting a business in those areas. It can be something as simple as $100 to $500 to $1,000. But if you didn't have that money and you could use that money to do something to better your life, and you worked smart, wow. So don't think that you don't have access to things. You do, no matter where you come from, okay? So one of the biggest obstacles to success is often our own limiting beliefs. We may have been told that we are not smart enough, come from the wrong background, or lack the resources to achieve our dreams. These beliefs can hold us back and prevent us from reaching our full potential. However, we can challenge these limiting beliefs through self-education and replace them with a growth mindset. Simple enough. And one of the things that I'm going to suggest to you is that you begin this journey, begin it alone. Because here's the thing that you have to keep in mind. Misery loves company, and I mean this in a nice way, because usually it's family or friends that are telling, "Oh, honey, you couldn't even pass a math class, and you want to be an engineer? Don't be stupid. You know, you want to write a book, honey? You can't put a coherent sentence together. Listen to your language. Come on, baby, go get a job and just take care of yourself." But down in your heart, you want something more. So I'm telling you, you can have it. Ain't nobody with their foot on your neck. Get that shit out of your head. Ain't nobody stopping you from walking into the library. Not a damn soul. There is nobody at that public library that says you can't sit there and read any damn book in that library that you want. Use any freaking computer that you want. Sit in any free class that you want. And that's another thing. The library usually has a lot of stuff that's free. How to write a book. How to study better. All of that shit. Take it. Learn to get in that learning mindset. I can't tell you how many classes that are out there that don't cost nothing. Community colleges. Go listen to speakers, you know, find out do they have a big speaker coming? Go listen to them. Expand your mind, broaden your horizons. Even if it's on a subject that maybe it's about archaeology and you want to do music. But go listen. Open your mind to the fact that learning could be something that's fun. I didn't know that about this. I didn't know that about this civilization. Maybe they teach you something about your past that you didn't know. You're like, "Oh my God, that is so cool." So it just takes work, and you're going to have to do it. And here's the thing. Well, it's not like sitting in a classroom. Yes, it is. You still have to use your book. Okay, you still got to read, and you still got to do. And in most textbooks and things, there are tests at the end of each chapter. Take them. When I very first started out writing, I found a couple of English teachers, high school English teachers, that I told them what I was trying to do, and they asked me. They said, "Do you want us to read or grade your paper?" And I said, "Well, that's kind of why I'm asking. Would you?" They didn't ask for nothing. You know, at the time, I couldn't offer them nothing. Really. And so you'll never know what you can get if you just ask. And later, as I started selling things and doing things, I was able to say, "Hey, if I bring over a big old pizza and a 12-pack of your favorite beer, would you read my, you know, just a chapter or something? I don't need them editing the whole damn book." And just say, you know, "Is it flowy? Does it work? Does it, you know, make sense?" So there's help out there. You just got to find it. And that's the thing. If you went back to your old school and maybe a teacher from your past is there, and you caught up with them, and you said, "Hey, I know I didn't pass your class, and I didn't do this, or I was a hellion," and you kind of made amends with that teacher, and you said, "Hey, this is my heart. This is what I'm doing. Would you help me? Just a little. I'm not asking you to take me under your wing, but just maybe read this and give me an honest opinion." Even though the honest opinion might be brutal, you know, those first few things that I wrote, I had teachers telling me, "How in the hell did you even get through the third grade?" My editor tells me, that over the years, it's amazing to see the level that I've gotten my storytelling to. And that's self-learning. A growth mindset is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can develop through dedication and hard work. By adopting this mindset, we begin to see challenges and opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. We become more resilient in the face of setbacks and more willing to take risks and explore new possibilities. Self-education allows us to cultivate a growth mindset by exposing us to new ideas, perspectives, and ways of thinking. And that's what I talked about. Go to any free class you can get into, free speech meetup that, expand your horizons. Even if it's something that really doesn't, I'm not saying you got to go to a senior's knitting class if you're 20, but you'd be surprised that if you sat down and you listened to a senior's, I've sat at my mom lives in South Texas, and she lives in a retirement community. It has a nursing home, but her section, you have to be, it's called independent care. And when you sit down in the dining room, for example, and you start talking to people, then all of a sudden you're talking to a physician, you're talking to a very well-respected, I met a lawyer that I'm not going to use his name in respect for his family, but he had written books, and he was one of the biggest lawyers in Texas, and he was amazingly famous. And what a guy, just to sit and listen to his stories. I wasn't picking his brain. I was listening to his stories. Because he was able to put you right in the middle of something that you saw on the 5 o'clock news. Something that was national headlines. You're going, "Holy shit, man. You're right in the middle of that." And he puts you in the storytelling process. He puts you right in the middle of it. And you sit there and I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a litigator or anything like that. But man, it really broadened my horizons in a major way. And he was a sweet man. One of the keys to successful self-education is developing a genuine love for learning. Learning becomes intrinsically rewarding when we are passionate about the subject or skill, and we are most likely to persevere through challenges and setbacks, and we are more likely to remain or retain and apply what we've learned. And that's what I said earlier. You have to sit down and come up with a why. If you don't have a why and you don't have a compelling why, then you're just going to flounder. So take every obstacle off the table for a minute. Set it over on another part of the table. Now sit down and write out exactly what you would do with your life, what would make you the most happy. Don't worry about if it, you don't think it's going to make any money, you don't think it's going to do this or do that. You know, how many people who cook food are multi-millionaires, okay? Wolfgang Puck, Martha Stewart, and turned their passions, you know, Martha Stewart gardening, Rosanna Pansino on YouTube, you know, had a baking and cooking channel, and now she's bigger than life. And a cute, sweet girl, you know. And, you know, this is all from basically selling cupcakes and cupcake recipes. So don't worry about the money. The money will come, especially if you're innovative. So don't worry about all of that. Don't take all that shit out of the equation. And write down your why. Take some time to do this. Don't just sit down, write a paragraph, and go, okay, that's my why. No, it's not. It's the beginning of your why. Once you have your why, then figure out knowns. What do I need to learn? Well, I need to learn how to do this. I need to learn how to do that. You know, then go start doing it. Because part of this learning process, there's not going to be a reward for it other than you're taking steps towards your reward. Meaning, if you were starting a business, it's going to take some time to get your business rolling and get it going before you start realizing any real income. You're not, you know, God bless if you become an overnight success, but that's not really reality. Reality is most people have to kick, struggle, scream, yell, jump up and down, do their things, you know, to make themselves become successful. And they have to live through a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. Your brain is going to tell you all the time, oh, no, we need to stop, this hurts. When you get in a situation where your brain starts feeling anxiety and stuff, it's going to start giving you messages of, no, we're comfortable right here. No, we don't want to learn that. It's hard. No, that hurts our brain. You have to learn to overcome all of that. And there are plenty of people out there that you can go watch their, especially on YouTube. David Coggins, for God's sake. Go look at his before and after. This is a dude that runs 100 miles. You know, he'll run 3 marathons in a sitting. He runs those, you know, he was a Navy SEAL. He was in several different special op military deals that are elite of the elite, and he was in a couple, 2 or 3. He's a beast, and he doesn't pull any punches, man. He cusses like a sailor on his videos and stuff, which, you know, I don't have a problem with that. Because he'll tell you, get off your ass, you know. But does it more colorfully. And he's what a success story. You know, look at guys, I mean, there's so many people out there that are making it in today's world that, you know, when you, they don't come from, you know, Ivy League educated backgrounds. They're just regular Joe folks like you and me. So, creating a self-directed learning plan, creating a structured learning plan to maximize the benefits of self-education is essential. The plan should be tailored to your individual goals, interests, and learning style, and take that into account. So, you have to organize your life to win. Okay, that's a title of a book that I wrote, is you are not going to get anywhere without organizing your life so that you're not wasting time. You learn the difference between activity versus productivity. And there's a huge difference there. You can go to the library. If you walk around the library and don't do shit and you're there for 2 hours and you didn't even crack open a book, you looked at the shelves and all that stuff, that's activity. Productivity would have been pulling 2 or 3 books off the shelf or a book off the shelf, sitting down with a notepad and start reading. And here I'm going to give you, I can't focus, I'm ADD, I do this and that. Okay, all well and good. Here's how you can, and it helped me bar none, and this is the most valuable tool that you can have in your repertoire, bar none. Meditation. Learning to quiet your mind. When you can learn how to stop all the bullshit running through your head, quiet your mind so that you feel completely relaxed. And there's several ways that you can achieve this, and it will spill over into your life. So learning how to meditate, this is not a hard process. You get your phone, some headphones. You lay down somewhere where you can relax, or sit down somewhere where you don't get a cramp in your butt or your leg. You can sit down and you can sit for an extended period of time. Normally 45 to 50 minutes is what I try to do. And what you want to do is play some ocean noises, rain noises. I use Dr. Wayne Dyer's I Am meditation that's on YouTube. It's free. I use the one without commercial break, and it's amazing. And if you listen to it for a bit, he'll explain to you what it is and why you should listen to it much better than I can. So you can and use, you know, if it's rain, ocean noises, wind, crickets, you know, nighttime noises, all those kind of things. Anything that will help you to relax. Anything that where you go out somewhere and you go, oh my God, this is so relaxing. River water running by, you know, whatever it is. Choose it. Then you sit down, close your eyes, and you take some deep cleansing breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. 2 or 3 nice deep cleansing breaths. Then you just focus and just, I always put my hand on my tummy and make sure that my that I'm moving, and I kind of follow that rhythm, you know, just this nice, slow, easy, you know, and then you just start breathing, you know, and then you just let your body begin to completely relax from the bottom of the feet to the top of the head. You just basically become a giant blob, okay, and you're a total relaxation blob, and you're sitting there just able to be completely in the present moment, okay. Stop trying to think. It's going to take some time because you're going to have shit pop up in your head. Oh, I got to meet so and so in an hour. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, you're eventually going to be able to just focus on the sound. For me, what helped me immensely was when I was able to really just make myself focus on the sound. No matter what the sound was, I would focus on it. Then all of a sudden, I found myself not having to think about focusing on the sound. I just did it. And I'm telling you, your mind, once you're able to give it a break, and meditation does this, once you're able to give it a break, you know, you're able to stop all the bullshit that's going on through it, man, your creativity goes up through the roof. You're relaxed. You can, you know, situations come up in your life and you're not reacting to them in the way that you might have in the past. You know why? Because your mind's not spinning. You're not stressing. I'm telling you, you learn meditation and learn how to do it just in a very simple, relaxed way. It is life-altering, life-changing. It will make every difference in the world. I'm telling you, when you can operate from a clear head, mean, have you ever heard in your life where people say, you know what, we need to walk away from this for a minute when so clear heads can prevail? Because everybody's acting on emotion. How many choices in your life that you made on emotion? Say you got mad at your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you know, fuck you, I'm out of here. And you get to the car, you drive 100 yards down the street and realize you just fucked up. You just majorly fucked up. You said something that you didn't mean to say, but you did it. You know why you did it? You did it on emotion. So how's that working out for you? So is meditation worth a try so you don't do something like that? Or tell your boss, what do you mean I'm 10 minutes late? Fuck you. You're fired. Get home. Now you got to face your family. Well, why'd you do that? Well, you know, I was late, so I told him, fuck you. I got mad. Couldn't help myself. Want to learn how to help yourself so you don't do dumb shit like that? Learn meditation. Because it's the result of a meditation practice, and you do this, and I'm talking about giving yourself less than an hour a day and do it every day. Then you'll want to do it. Then it'll be like, how, you know, I always tell people who tell me, I don't have time. I can't do all this shit. I got this, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden I tell them, did you pee today? Well, you just told me you were too busy to do anything. How could you go to the bathroom and pee? Because I had to. I'd have pissed my pants. That's not fair. No, it is fair. Because it is time. So meditation will become something that you have to do. Therefore, you'll find the time to do it. Because so much of our days are clouded in the difference between activity and productivity. Most of our day is filled with a bunch of bullshit activity. Social media being the biggest waste of your time, unless it's how you make your living. And what you should learn to do is to regulate that time. And you can organize your life to win. Is give yourself where you can enjoy social media, okay, but don't waste your entire day on it. Oh, I need to see who's you know, said what or done what, you know. Is it helping you? No, then stay the fuck off of it. I'm guilty of it too. Don't, you know. Social media can be incredibly addictive. And it wastes your time, unless that's how you're making your living. You know, you're going to have to make, you know, if you were going to go to school, here's the thing. Well, I don't have time. Okay, well, if someone was going to give you an education, let's say that all of a sudden the unicorn comes out of the sky and says, hey, Billy Bob, I've got all your money to go to college. Do you want to go? You'd say, yeah. So again, we get to a point where you would make time. You would find time. If you're so busy and all of a sudden I called you and said, hey, and get online and let's play Call of Duty. You'd find time to do it. Hey, you want to go get a beer? Yeah, sure. You'd find time to do it. You'd find time to do it. So you can find time. Don't let that, don't sell the same level of bullshit to yourself that you've been selling yourself, that you've been selling yourself for a lifetime. This is all new stuff, all new. I can do it. I can find the time. Yes, single moms, you can find the time. I'm telling you. If you don't believe me, then reach out to me through this and I will send you my book on Organize Your Life to Win that will help you free of charge. It'll be a PDF of the book. You know, it won't be that, because it's not, it's in a digital format and it's for sale. But if you're a single mother on here or a single father, happily send that to you free. Just reach out. That's all you got to do. If you follow the link in my bio, there's a contact me and say, hey, Bob, I'm taking you up on your offer to send me, and I will send you a PDF version, okay, of those books to get you started free of charge. So all of this is going to take time, and it's going to take discipline. You know, you're going to find times where, and if you set daily reminders, you know, if you say, okay, for 60 minutes, I'm going to do nothing but focus on this. The only thing that's running in your house is a timer for 60 minutes. And you can, hang on, guys. I feel like I'm fixing to cough. For those of you that know, sorry about that. I have bronchitis, and it flares up every now and again. If I start coughing, you guys would be really pissed because they'd be coughing really bad in your ear. So, anyway, discipline is going to be something that's a learned experience, not something that you're going to have. So, setting timers, like I said, for 60-minute intervals or 15-minute intervals. You know, set a timer and turn everything off so that you can focus completely on that one task. And I'm telling you, as you do that and develop these skills, it becomes easier and easier and easier. And I want to talk about something that's incredibly important. When you first start doing something, when you first start doing all this stuff, you're absolutely 1,000% going to suck at it. You're not going to have any real, it's going to be a total bitch because you don't know shit. You haven't been doing this. So if I set the most expensive set of golf clubs in front of you, and I said, you see that dude standing on the first tee box? That's Tiger Woods. If you go out here, here's the most expensive set of golf clubs in the world. You've never hit a ball in your life. If you can beat that man, I'll give you, and here's the briefcase full, I'll give you $1 million in cash today. If you can beat him in 18 holes. And here's a $2,000 set of golf clubs, alligator golf shoes, beautiful pants, a nice hat, everything that you need, but you got to beat Tiger Woods. Well, I'm pretty much going to say that you're going to suck so bad at golf that my $1 million is pretty safe. In fact, I'm almost guaranteed that it is 100% safe. Why? Because you're going to suck. You're not going to be able to hit the ball as far as he is. You're not going to be able to do those things. You know why? Because he practiced thousands of hours for decades to be at the level that he's at. So you're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to develop a practice routine so that you can practice. If you were in high school sports, what did you have to do? What did you have to do 2 weeks before the end of summer break? If you played football, you had to go for two-a-days. Why? Because you had to get back into the routine of football. Why do you think there's two-a-days? Because you got to rapidly get yourself up to speed quick. Get your mind, get your mind back into the task at hand. So those are all. So just get it through your head that with time you're going to get good. When Tiger Woods' daddy put a little junior set of golf clubs out in front of him and said, son, go out there and hit the ball. I'm going to probably say he sucked for a little bit of time until he practiced, listened to instructions, studied, and look at him today. And that can apply to any sport. Any sport. You know, how many cowboys get bucked off horses? many bull riders could barely get out of a chute, and now they're professional riders. Why? Because they developed a skill to do it. They developed a technique. They started learning. Their head was drawing from information that, you know, if a bull started spinning one way, they learned from muscle memory how to move their body in a position so they didn't get bucked off. So you're going to suck in the beginning, and that's okay. This isn't a contest. This isn't a beauty contest. This isn't a contest that you're going to stand out and people are going to laugh at you. It's none of that. But give yourself that gift of, it's okay, I'm learning. You know, how many times have you done something or fell off of something, you know, and said, well, I'm learning. So, self-education is a tool that you can become incredibly powerful in the sense that you become a force to be reckoned with. Embracing a growth mindset, developing a love for learning, creating a self-directed learning plan, seeking mentorship and community, and persisting in the face of challenges, you can empower yourself to reach your full potential. How many places have you gone into and you've seen it in movies where guys have all this education and background, and here's the thing about being self-taught is, you know, you're having to kind of almost learn it as you go. I'd rather have five guys that are street smart, hungry, and know their way around because they had to do it themselves, than 10 guys who have Princeton or Ivy League diplomas with nothing. Because I can tell you that they may know, be book smart about a lot of their shit, but they ain't street smart about a lot of their shit. They don't know shit. I'd rather take a guy that has street smarts, that's educated himself in the streets. And you understand what I mean by street smart. You can conquer the world, man. In a good way. And remember, your background, the things you've done in your past, the bad things that you've done in your life, don't have to define who you are today at all. Look at the actor Danny Trejo. He was a bank robber, for God's sake. And arguably one of the coolest actors and sweetest guys in Hollywood. You know, it doesn't matter because it doesn't define who he, you know, he turned his mess into a message. That's a huge thing, man. So, please, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. They're full of shit. I don't care if you live in the slummiest shithole on the planet. There's a way to get out. And knowledge is what will do it. Knowledge doesn't pay my bills. No, it doesn't. But knowledge on how to go get a job to pay those bills, or knowledge how to put together something that will pay your bills, then how valuable is knowledge? Nobody's going to give you shit. So get that out of your head. Nobody's going to stand there and go, well, you know what? I really, you know, I know you're here for an entry-level position, but I really see you as a chief executive officer. I really don't see you as an entry-level guy. I really see you in the C-suite. I really just don't, you know, I don't, you know, it's a fucking fantasy, man. Nobody's going to give you that shit. You got to earn it. And you can. That's the whole cool thing. You want to write a novel? Okay, start reading them. Any great writer, any of them, will tell you the way to master your craft, read what other dudes are writing. Study it. Become a student of what it, you know, if you want to write a mystery novel, then who are great mystery novel writers? Study them. Read their books. You know, you want to be a famous writer like Ernest Hemingway? Have you picked up one of his books and read it? Read. Write. Even if it's blog posts, short stories, posts, whatever. But write. And you too will become that which you seek. This is not wishful thinking. This takes work. I'm not talking about you can't sit there and go, you know what, I want $1 million and I want to live in a mansion and go sit on your ass on the couch, order a Domino's pizza, turn on Netflix and go, okay, God, when it's time for me to move, I'll get there. Or act like your boss is going to give you, if they just put me in this position, I could do the job. Nobody's going to give you shit. You're going to have to go earn it. So that's my coaching for today. So anyway, I'm excited that I just kind of fell into this series and I love it. And I hope that you're getting something out of it because I see so many young people out there, God dang, man, you know, being told, you know, in poor areas that they can't do shit. And that's no. You can. Absolutely you can. And there are free resources that will help you. I don't have a computer to do shit. Go to the library. They got them. What's the next excuse? I can't get there. Ride the fucking bus. You'll find a way. You will find a way. So anyway, that's gonna do us for today. And I really am excited for this. I hope that you are too. And like I said earlier, if you want to reach out to me, if you follow the link in the show description, that takes you to our link tree, and there's all kinds of ways you can reach out to me or that you can look at my books. I hope that you'll go and consider reading and purchasing books. A lot of times I have some stuff that is free and available on Amazon. So I hope that you'll give it a good once over and see what you think. And that's going to do it for today, guys. So this is the Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton, and bye for now.